It is an honor and a blessing to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And it's also a blessing to live for Him and to seek His face. My friend, I want to encourage you. Don't let other things crowd Jesus out of your heart, but push those things out that you might make more room for Jesus, that His will would be done in your life.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
You know, now that you are saved, you have been changed by the power of God. And you now desire not the temporal things of this life, but you desire spiritual things. You desire Jesus. You desire God in your life. And you want to be filled with His Spirit, filled with His presence. You know, I like what the Apostle Paul says in Colossians and Chapter 3, if then you were raised with Christ, verse 1 says, seek those things which are above, spiritual things, heavenly things, praise God, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. I know that when I got saved, that my heart changed, and now I desire the things of God. I desire the Lord. I never could get enough of His Word. I would come home from work and I would saturate myself with the Word of God. I would read and study and meditate and ponder and reflect the Scriptures. I just wanted Jesus. I wanted to know Him. I wanted to know the voice of God. I wanted to know His will for my life. See, Jesus saved me. He delivered me. He set me free. He unshackled the bondages of sin in my life. And now I simply want to live for God. I want to live for the Lord. And I still desire Jesus to work effectively in my life and in my heart. I just want to do His will, whatever God wants, whatever God desires. That's what I want. You know, I like Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says this, seek ye first. Not second, not third, not fourth, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Everything else will be added unto you. All these things will be added unto you. In other words, what is it saying? Well, put God first in your life. You know, the things of this life will try to crowd God out of our life, but let's push those things out of the way and let God fully rule and reign in our hearts. Let God have His way, His will be done in our lives. My friend, I want to ask you, what are you seeking first right now in your life? Are you seeking money? Are you seeking monetary things of this life? Are you seeking a career? There's nothing wrong with having a career. But the problem is when we put that first rather than Jesus, when we put these other things in the place of God, we seek sports, we seek entertainment, but are we seeking Jesus? Is He your first love in your life? Do you desire God more than anything else? Do you spend time with other things more than you spend time with God? Or are you spending time with His Word like you used to? I remember just reading and devouring the Word of God. And as I would read the Word of God, tears would begin to roll down my cheeks as God would speak to my heart. Do you remember the times when God would just share His will with you, or God would speak to you through His Word by the power of the Holy Spirit? Well, you know what, my friend? He'll still do that. God will still speak, but the problem is sometimes our priorities change or our focus changes, and we get our focus on the temporal things of this life rather than getting our focus back on Jesus. Let Christ renew the passion in your heart for Him, to renew that love in your heart for Jesus, that you want nothing else but God. You desire Jesus. And you desire His presence, and you desire to know His voice and to know His Word and to know His will for your life. My friend, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting. Where? At the right hand of God. Let Jesus speak to your heart once again.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.